The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have taught you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have learned from my Father. It was not you who chose me. No, I chose you and appointed you to go out and bear fruit that will remain. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, almost certainly by now you have realized that the theme running through all the readings today is the theme of love. And if you haven't realized that by now, well, then you haven't woken up yet. You've been asleep. And everybody here and everybody you meet out there will regard themselves as an expert on love. And very often when you talk about it, you find, well, they don't know that much about love. And so it's often very, very helpful to go back to the original Greek or the Hebrew in which the scriptures were first written and find out the word used for love in Greek or Hebrew. And so looking at the Greek, there are three words that we use for love. There's eros, and that's where we get the word erotic from, and we won't go into details on that, needless to say. And then there's the word philia, which is another kind of love. It's a love sometimes you find between friends. It can be a bit ephemeral, depending. It's very often conditional love. The word philia is, for example, philosophy is the love of wisdom, philos and sophia. And there's a city in this country, and it's called Philadelphia, and that means brotherly love. And then there's the love that Jesus is talking about in the Gospel this morning. The Greek word for that is agape, A-G-A-P-E, agape, and that's totally unconditional love. Now, most of us probably, well, I am anyhow, I'm always interested in statistics, and sometimes when they do surveys, And I'm not too sure how long ago it was done, but a survey was done among people, and they found that 80% of Americans believe in God, which is, that's not bad, 80%. But when you kind of boil that down and analyze it a bit further and ask further questions, their idea of God can vary, you know, so much. And then you come to the question of, do you believe that God loves you as you are? And then the numbers go way, way down. And actually, as a priest and listening to people and counseling people, and especially in confession, I often say, ask people the simple question, do you believe that God loves you? And more often than not, well, I don't get a definite answer. I don't get a definite yes back. A lot of people hesitate. Well, how could he love me? I'm not that good a person. And a lot of people think, you've got to be perfect in order for God to love you. Wrong, wrong. God loves me. God loves you. Not because I am good, but because God is good. You cannot earn God's love. You cannot do a single solitary thing to make God love you one iota more. Nor can you do anything to make God love you that one bit less. It's a beautiful, beautiful when you really believe that. And that's where faith comes in, and that gives us tremendous hope. And in a few minutes, we'll be bringing down the screen, and we'll be talking a little bit about faith, hope, and charity. And, you know, charity, love, is the most important thing in our life. It keeps the world going, really, love and hope, or the people without hope today, and faith. Now, there are two very important words in the gospel this morning, and they are the word chose and the word joy. Joy. It's a beautiful word. I love saying that word, joy. And do you feel that you are chosen? Well, I do. Chosen by God. And do I experience joy? Yes, I do, actually. And when you believe, absolutely, in the heart, not in the head, that God loves me as I am. And I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. And don't smile. I've got more faults probably than anybody here. I'm far from perfect. But nevertheless, God loves me as I am. There was a young woman, and she was engaged to be married. And for some unknown reason, she broke off the engagement. And then sometimes later, she wrote a letter to her former boyfriend. And she said, "Dear John, ever since I broke off our engagement and I left you, my heart is absolutely aching. My heart is breaking, and I cannot live without you. Please, John, take me back and forgive me. I will love you forever. I will never again argue with you. Love forever, Marie. P.S. By the way, congratulations on winning 20 million in the state lottery." Well, no, that's not really love. Agape is a beautiful thing. And one final thing I want to say to you. If you ever have a moment's doubt about God's love for you, I'll give you the solution. Do one thing. do one single thing. Pity we don't have a bigger cross here. Take the crucifix. Look at the crucifix. And say to the figure of Jesus hanging on the crucifix, Jesus, I don't believe you love me. You can't say that. You can't look at the crucifix and say, Jesus, I don't believe you love me. Impossible.
Without love, faith is nothing. Without love, hope is nothing. Faith, hope, and love goes hand in hand so that it forms a unifying factor in our lives to move forward courageously in the life of Christ.
We already know Holy Family is a great parish, but times are changing fast. If we're going to continue to be an inviting, welcoming, thriving, and dynamic parish, we need to look at new ways to do this. The leadership of Holy Family Church is excited to introduce our pastoral goals for the next 5 years. The new goals build on our 2010 pastoral plan, and they identify three overarching ways to keep Holy Family a welcoming community of faith. Our first goal speaks to faith and ways in which we can build our own personal faith by deepening our spiritual connection to Jesus Christ.
Faith is believing in something that is sometimes hard to believe in.
I believe in God, and the reason why I believe in God, I'm Catholic, I got baptized, I do religion.
It's not a one and done, it's an ongoing faith journey, and that's one of the key strategies that we talked about in the pastoral plan, is how do we create those opportunities regardless of where you are in life.
Jesus has given his life for us.
Our second goal speaks to hope and the importance of proclaiming hope by reaching out to those who are seeking a spiritual home in the Catholic Church.
I'm hopeful for to get good grades.
At the end of Mass, the priest always says, go now and forever spread the word. And our job right then begins. Our hope is to spread the word of God everywhere. Once we see the word of God at Mass, we're supposed to spread it everywhere. And that's the hope that we all receive from what we learn at Mass.
I mean, I hope for like good health and good grades and all that kind of stuff. And I also hope for good health of other people, whether it's like mental health or physical health or spiritual health.
Seeing the faith of others, I think that it restores our faith and reinvigorates our faith and gives us hope for the future.
That everybody's safe all the time and that countries with war don't have war anymore.
Hope is something that I want my children to discover in their daily lives. In this busy world with all the things that we have to do, there's something so valuable about slowing down and being a part of a community. Every day, I want my children to wake up and know that they have the ability to make a difference in the world, to discover that they can share their resources, they can share their talents, that they can be part of something bigger. Here at Holy Family, as a family, we discover this together. My children know that they're a part of something where there's unconditional love, where they feel God's unconditional love, where they can embrace, be a part of something, reach out as a community, and make a difference in their world. This hope is found here at Holy Family.
And finally, our third goal focuses on love and serving one another as disciples of Jesus Christ, with a special emphasis on reaching out to those who are marginalized in our society.
Like I said, I play sports, and the best way to express love is by not excluding.
Love means
caring about other people.
Yes, caring about other people.
St. Paul talks about the virtues, and he says, there remain faith, hope, and charity, or love. And of course, the greatest of these is love.
I love God because I believe in Him, mm-hmm. and I pray to Him mm-hmm. every night.
There are many in our community, I myself,
who feel abundantly blessed. We feel God's presence in our lives. We walk in gratitude for the many ways in which we are graced in the journey of life. And for us, perhaps faith, hope, and love has a meaning in discipleship, to share, to strengthen others, to carry the burdens that belong to others, to celebrate, to give thanks, to sing and praise God in the manner in which we live.
Love is for me, caring about my family, staying next to my parents, and giving them kisses when I'm going to school.
While our new pastoral goals embrace people at all ages and stages of life, we're especially interested in ways to engage young people and young families in the life of our faith and community. We want to maintain the richness and tradition of our community of faith, and at the same time, find new ways of reaching out to younger generations that speak to their life experience. We invite each one of you to be part of making our pastoral goals a reality. Faith, hope, and love. That's the essence of our Catholic faith and the essence of our identity. As we move forward, embrace the challenges of this exciting era in which we live. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, hope, and love.
I believe that all of Jesus' miracles, all of God's miracles that he did for his son to do, I think they're all believed because they're in the Bible.
We're trying to get the point across. So thank you for your attention. And the invitation today with our launch is really to invite each one of you, everyone in our parish, in fact, to get involved in some way in making these goals a reality. So whether it's deepening your own faith connection to Jesus Christ, whether it's reaching out and embracing new people into our community, restoring faith in people who've fallen away or helping to restore faith in falling away, or reaching out to engage and to help those who are in need. Of course, this is what we're doing already, but we're trying to deepen and extend and maybe find new creative ways to do what we do so well already. So I hope you'll join us in the gathering area or in the hall after Mass. There's a team of people there to answer your questions. Please pick up this brochure on the way out. They're in the vestibules, or the ushers will be handing them out. It kind of goes into more detail about the actual goals underneath the three overarching initiatives of faith, hope, and love. And then for children, we've got some opportunities for some coloring, postcards that we'll be giving to our seniors. And then children and adults, if you go over to our table and you get one of these lovely buttons that you can see here, it's got it looking a bit battered on my sweater at this point of the day, then you'll get a free donut in the hall after Mass. So feed them and they will come, right? So we look forward to seeing you in the gathering area or in the hall after Mass. Thank you so much.